This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the matter of G.H., decided December 10th, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. In the matter of G.H., no, ED-112324, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County, cause number 23CG, PR00189. Honorable Julia M. Kester. Filed December 10th, 2024. Opinion maternal grandmother and step-grandfather, grandparents 1. Appeal from the Circuit Court's judgment appointing maternal grandmother as sole guardian and conservator for minor child. Child. Excluding maternal step-grandfather as co-guardian and co-conservator. And awarding visitation with child to respondent, paternal grandmother. After granting paternal grandmother's motion to intervene in the guardianship case. Point 1. Alleges the Circuit Court erred by granting paternal grandmother's motion to intervene despite the motion's non-compliance with Rule 52.12.2, which requires a pleading to be filed with the motion. Point 2 alleges paternal grandmother failed to plead any request for visitation with child, hence the Circuit Court erred by awarding her visitation. Point 3 alleges paternal grandmother had no one names are redacted pursuant to Par 509-520, RSMO, Commier's Supper 2023. Two all rule references are to M.R. Siver P. 2023, unless otherwise noted. Two standing to seek visitation with child under Paragraph 452-402, RSMO, Kumar Sapur 2019. Three, the grandparent visitation statute, thus the Circuit Court erred by granting her visitation. In their fourth and final point, grandparents allege the Circuit Court erred in denying maternal step. Grandfather's co-guardianship and co-conservatorship petition in that the court based its decision on factors beyond those listed in paragraph 475, Thorns 045.3, RSMO, Kumir Suppers 2019, pertaining to suitability of guardians. We hold the Circuit Court erred in awarding paternal grandmother visitation with child as she was without standing to seek such relief. Additionally, the Circuit Court erred in denying maternal step-grandfather's petition to serve as co-guardian and co-conservator for child, as the Circuit Court's determination was not based solely on the requirements of paragraph 475.045.3. In so holding, we grant points 3 and 4, which are dispositive of this appeal, so we need not reach points 1 and 2. Accordingly, we reverse the Circuit Court's order and judgment awarding paternal grandmother visitation with child. We affirm the judgment in part granting maternal grandmother guardianship and conservatorship of child, but we remand for the Circuit Court to reconsider, exclusively pursuant to the factors in Part 475.045.3, maternal step-grandfather's petition to serve as co-guardian and co-conservator of child. Background procedural history. Child was born to mother and father in 2021. At the time of child's birth, mother and father were unmarried. In 2022, child was removed from mother's custody by Children's Division due to mother and child testing positive for drugs, and a juvenile court case was initiated. While the juvenile case was pending, child was placed with grandparents. At the time, three all section references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise noted. Three of placement, child was 9 months old, and child has remained in the home of grandparents ever since. In July of 2023, grandparents petitioned for joint guardianship and conservatorship over child. Child's mother consented to the guardianship. Father was incarcerated during the duration of the case and did not consent to guardianship. In September of 2023, paternal grandmother moved to intervene, stating she wished to be considered as a guardian for child. Paternal grandmother's one-page motion to intervene read as follows: comes now the paternal grandmother by her attorney, and moves the court to allow her to intervene in this case as a party, and in support of same states the following. 1. As the paternal grandparent, she is entitled to be a party, especially in this case where both parents are unable to have custody. 2. She has been somewhat involved in this case, but desires to be involved fully as a party. 3. As she understands guardianship is being considered, she wishes to be considered for same. 4. Here involvement will assist father in being involved in the case better. 5. She believes her involvement is in the best interests of the child. 6. While she knows she will need to work to fully catch up with what has happened, she promises to use her efforts to do so. Wherefore, Grandmother asks the court to add her as a party and grant time to catch up on the case before any major decisions take place, and for such other and further relief as the court deems proper. 4. No pleadings were filed with paternal grandmother's motion to intervene. 5. Grandparents filed a memorandum in opposition to paternal grandmother's motion to intervene, and paternal grandmother was permitted to intervene over their objection. Pater.